Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Dan Kelly is the president and CEO of the Canadian Federation of Independent Business. We've spent a lot of time with Mr. Kelly this year talking about small business in this country and the challenges, the huge challenges small business owners are facing, just trying to stay alive, trying to keep their businesses going. And they are cornerstones of so many communities in this country. Small communities across Canada depend on their small business operators, their entrepreneurs, and they're in very, very rough straits. Dan Kelly is back with us on The Roy Green Show on the Chorus Radio Network. Dan, thank you very much for all you've done all year. Can I get from you an end-of-the-year assessment of the life of a small business owner who's reeling on this 27th day of December? What has life been like for him and her?
You know, it really does depend on the sector, but right from the very, very first moments of COVID-19, those in retail, hospitality, the service sector, arts and recreational businesses, they literally were shut down within days and have had very few months where they've been allowed to operate anywhere close to normal. There was a bit of a glimmer of hope, of course, over the summer months. But now that most provinces have moved back into some form of lockdown or business restrictions, the tough days are back with us and will be for several more months, if you know, given that that everything we're reading suggests that vaccines are still a ways away. So for business owners, that means that they've had to lay off staff, then try to hire back some of those staff when things are getting up, getting going again. Now I'm hearing more and more from members that they're having to lay off another round of employees. They had to do that right before Christmas in many provinces, just a brutal thing. And remember, when a small business owner has to lay off staff, they're often laying off friends and family, people that have worked closely with them side by side. It's absolutely agonizing for business owners to do that. On top of that, of course, the very futures of their businesses are in real, real jeopardy. Most of them are telling us that they just don't have any reserves that they did have long been spent. Government programs have delivered some support, and we're grateful for them. But unfortunately, it's just not significant enough in many cases to help them withstand. So a lot of business owners have had a holiday season like they would have never expected, calling us in huge numbers at CFIB. Roy, I think when the year is out, we will have taken 75,000 calls from business owners. 75,000 to my not-for-profit association. And as we've spoken before, some of them are pretty dark calls, very tough for my staff to handle.
Yeah. I received an email earlier this morning from a small business owner, and it wrote essentially the, and I can't find it. There's so many emails coming in right now. I can't find that one. I have to scroll for quite a while. But the essence of the message, Dan, was the month of December ended it for me. Normally, the month of December would be the month that carries me over into January and February and March, which can be a little slow. But this business owner wrote, the month of December ended it for me because I had to close while the big box store down the street was open. Something you're very familiar with.
That's the perversity of Ontario's rule. Fortunately, no other province in Canada has been stupid enough to follow Ontario's example of shutting down small businesses while allowing big box stores to continue to sell the same goods that they are. And that's, you know, that's what's turned this from desperation into anger. I haven't seen business owners probably since the summer of 2017 when they were mad at Bill Morneau and his small business tax changes, something you and I spoke about many times. But I haven't seen business owners this angry. Business owners don't blame governments for COVID. They recognized, especially in the beginning, that they needed to take blunt action. But in Ontario right now, business owners are angry at the Ford government for basically abandoning them, for allowing big box stores to have rules and benefits that, small firms are left without. And that's what's made them so, so darn mad at their provincial government and at the premier. And that's something, you know, I will say, and your listeners may be surprised, but the federal government has done an awful lot more to support small businesses through the pandemic than the Conservatives in Ontario.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, I don't say that every day, but it's absolutely true. The financial supports from the federal government, while certainly imperfect and missing, at, you know, there's thousands of business owners that have missed out because they've not fallen through into they've fallen outside of the rules. But I can tell you that the provincial government in Ontario and several other provinces have been quite slow to provide support, relief, or even help to business owners. The restrictions are biting in most parts of Canada, and they're biting hard. It is creating a sense of desperation on the part of many business owners.
Yeah.
We see a glimmer of hope on the horizon with vaccines, but I don't know if many of my members are going to make it until those days are there, because they are so desperately weakened from, 9 months of the pandemic.
Right. Dan, it's awfully difficult to hear. 75,000 calls to CFIB was just staggering. And the individual stories we've heard from business owners when you've been on the air with me are just heartbreaking. I only hope and pray that more survive than we think may not, and the 2021 will provide them at least with some positive government actions and some more thoughtful abilities, allowing them to make, I don't even know what I'm saying here, just give them the opportunity to survive.
You got it.
Or at least don't stop them from surviving.
And you raise an excellent point. After praising the federal government, let me tell you the reality. Canada pension plan premiums are going up for employees. That means that every Canadian's paycheck is going down.
Yeah.
Every employer's payroll budget is going to go down as of January 1st. Carbon tax increases, of course, liquor tax increases, the feds are imposing. So making 2021 rougher than it needs to be, and sure do need their help.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.